Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 47 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Sunny. 37 degrees.
WAYOC Mobile.
Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 40 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 49 degrees.
Echo 8, Zulu Hotel Lima, monitoring. Anyone out there? Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Hotel Lima, monitoring. K-8-Z-H-L, 73 clear.
K-E-8-Z-M-W, monitoring. K-E-8-Z-M-W, clear.
Good morning, 1000 hours, sunny, 51 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours, sunny, 53 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours, sunny, 56 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, sunny, 60 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 63 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, sunny, 64 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, sunny, 66 degrees.
the rest of you. TBAFWR. KB8FWR. 88SW.
88SWR, KETUN, got you in there. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section of RPS CNET.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron Saginaw County, portable, short time.
Can you see me live here for portable and short time? Got you in there, Ron. Thank you. Anyone else? CNET, Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, please call. Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARPS CNET.
There's no plug, so if you want to check
good
into the net, feel free to check in.
100 hours.
For the next probably half hour,
68
there's
degrees.
There's no squawk on 8 desk, so. KBSWR.
This is Kilo 8 Delta Oscar November, net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net meets every Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 9032. Our alternate frequencies are 5346, decimal 5 and 7232 kilohertz. These are designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echolink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcom in Michigan, including AirDPS and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. My name is Max, and I hold the position of section emergency coordinator. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. At 8ODU, KD8SWR, and KC8YVF. Those stations need not check the net, but other stations to the net, please call now.
Ricky 8, Papa Victor Papa, checking in for the Oxcom net.
That Ricky 8 station, can I get a relay?
Okay, Ricky 8, Papa Victor Papa.
Anyone hear that Whiskey 8 station?
Whiskey 8 Papa Victor Papa.
Whiskey 8 Papa Victor Papa, thank you. Next check-in, please.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo. Down
in County, no sense. 89 IAR, I got you a light readable, thank you. Next station. Are there any relays?
Nothing heard here.
Roger that. Thank you, Mike. Go ahead and we'll get started. Good afternoon, everybody. Just a couple of things going on this week for us in Region 5. There's an exercise with the hospitals, the children's hospitals in the region being planned for later this summer. Got a couple of planning sessions for that real quick. And the Oxcom subcommittee meeting will be on Wednesday evening. A reminder for that, for those that are on the list, we'll be going out shortly. Let me see here. Also, also Thursday is the start of a planning session for the statewide 2026 partial exercise. That's going to be a severe weather event. And then just as a reminder, there is no net for the next 2 weeks. Next week, of course, with the Ham Venture, and then the Memorial Day. So I hope you all enjoy your time off, time away, and if you're in Dayton, spend a lot of money or have fun. With that, our next net session will be on June 1st. With that, I'm going to go over a frequency around with short term. So I'm going to start with him, and then we'll go back to the top of the roster. KCAYDF, KEDN, you're up for 10 minutes.
This is KCAYDF, portable mobile.
Jeff was calling me at the same time. I'm not able to answer the phone at the moment. So I've just stopped to check to see if you were copying me or not. But anyhow, yeah, we had good participation. We have 17 operators show up for that event. Everything went as planned. So everything was good to go. So I appreciate all the help that everybody. We had operators from 5 different counties come in to help with that event at Frankenmuth yesterday. So I appreciate all the help for the guys that drove in for that event. So 73, everyone, thanks, Max, for taking me. And we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. KC8YVF, clear.
All right, Ron, KC8YVF, KE8DON, Michigan Section ARPSCNAT. Well, I'm glad you were able to round up enough volunteers there. And I was sounded like you were a little late for a while. So 17 is a good number. And coming from around the area, it sounds like, with 5 counties participating. So good job. And we will talk with you again in a couple of weeks. 7:30 to you, sir. All right, now we go back to the top of the roster. N8OBU to be followed by KBU-SWR. Mr. Mike, how are things with you?
Worked out in the garden with the wife all day for Mother's Day. We got out the garden planted. I didn't think there was enough today. I just happened to come in the house and picked up my phone. So I'm a little slow getting here, but I'm here. But all right, I'll just listen out if I'm needed. N8OBU, thanks for being at control.
All right, super. N8OBU, KEADON, Michigan Section ARPSC. Appreciate you riding along. Now you get to take the next couple of weeks off, so enjoy the weather and the outdoors and everything like that. All right, we go next to KB8SWR to be followed by W8PVP. Mr. Jeff, over to you, sir.
Good evening, Max. Everybody on the net. Yeah, Ron, I don't know if he upped his power the second time or what, but he was not. Sounded real bad on VHF, so I'm sure it didn't sound very good on HF, but just in here, doing some stuff outside. They're getting the garden planted today, so it's one of them days. Should have been out doing some tower work, but can't do it every week, and guarantee we won't be doing it next weekend. So there's lots of stuff to do, stuff to fix and put up, and always something, Max. Back to you. Keep it up to there.
All right, KB8SWR, KE8DON, Michigan Section ARPSCNAT. Well, yeah, you do have no shortage of busy with the network there with support on the dollars. No doubt you will be down there. This is definitely some nice weather we're having, and good to be outside like that, enjoying it. All right, good job, sir, and thank you for checking in. Next, we're going to go to W8PVP to be followed by KB9IAA. WAPVP, I had you real light copy, but go ahead.
Here is Whiskey 8, Papa Victor Papa. Hopefully somebody can give it a relay if necessary, but not a whole lot happening. I was able to get share station set up for my local home station as well as the Iosco County EOC. We participated in a search activity back about 2 weeks ago. And radio communications were high on the list. So that's about it. This is Whiskey 8, Papa Victor Papa. We're clear. Back to net control.
Over. He's done. Give me this up here.
Okay, roger that. Thank you. Pete, you were down in the noise floor for me, I'm afraid, so I didn't get a lot of your copy there. I will say it was good to see you in Grand Rapids earlier this week, talk with you for a few minutes. All right, next we go to KV9IAR, and that'll take us to the bottom of the roster. Mr. Dunn, how are you doing?
Good evening, gentlemen. Not a lot going on here, nothing, don't have anything significant that's new with Salvation, with that. Just enjoying the weather here. That's about all I have. Back to that control. KV8ZOM, KV9IAR.
Thank you for that. KB9IAR, KE8BN, Michigan Section 8R PLC, and I think the surprise we can get out on the E today at all. Thank you for checking in, and always good to hear your voice. All right, this is KE8BN, Michigan Section 8R PLC, that we are at the bottom of the roster. If anyone else would like to check in before we close, please call now.
This is KB8PGW. Good afternoon.
Hey, Whiskey, Julian Lima, KWSH, good afternoon.
Anyways.
Hey, Whiskey, Lima,
Detroit. That last station, come again, please.
Number 8, Julian Lima, JN Detroit.
Okay,
I'm doing a lot of dirt up on it. It sounds like you're coming in over the repeater. Can you repeat it two times for me, please? Okay. November 8th, Whiskey Julia Lima.
November 8th, Whiskey Julia Lima. November 8th, Whiskey Julia Lima. Got you that time. Thank you. Anyone else, please call. John, KB8PGW, followed by WJL. Over to you, John.
Okay, well, I hope everybody's having a good afternoon. Good Mother's Day on the net. And I don't know how much I had to report. I am still working for a field day. Hopefully we get some local activities. I'm going to participate with one group or another, so we'll see how things go this year. It's always fun to participate with the Saginaw group. If we can wrestle up enough interest, I'd be happy to work with the Midland crew. So we'll see how things go. It's going to be fun either way. So that's all I have. Still extremely soft, so plenty of time. Still enough time to reserve a spot if we need to and work out a couple of small details. So that's all I have for the net, Max. Have a good afternoon, KB8PGW.
All right, KB8PGW, KB8DOM, Michigan Section of PLC. Well, thank you for checking in. Good to hear your voice from just a couple of miles over. All right, we go next to NAWJL. We'll be at the bottom of the roster again. NAWJL, you are up for comments.
Roger. This is November 8th, Whiskey Julie Lima. I'm on the northwest side of Detroit, and I know this repeater is over in Mount Clemens or somewhere east of me. And I was just wondering, and I hear a whole lot of, is this repeater linked to something there? Go ahead.
Roger, this is, we are currently linked into an HF net, and the repeater you're hitting is part of the linked system. If you go to whiskey8charlie.net, you can learn more information about that repeater and other repeaters that are probably closer by to you. Over. That call time for that net is Whiskey 8 Charlie Mike November. Whiskey 8 Charlie Mike November. That's the Central Michigan Emergency Network. Over.
All right. Thank you. I have to look it up. Thank you for the info. And I'll pass it back over to you next. So it is November 8th. We're just leaving.
Checking in this afternoon. You're welcome to join us any time. We're here on the net 5 o'clock on Sundays. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. One more call to anyone wants to join the net before we close. Please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Sierra Hotel, KEAWSH, Bill in Portland, Michigan.
Was it Kilo 8 Whiskey Sierra Hotel?
Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Sierra Hotel.
Okay, Roger that. I wrote it down correctly. I didn't say it right. Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Sierra Hotel. You're up for comment, sir.
Nothing for the net. Just come in from working in the garden like a lot of people and enjoying the day and happy Mother's Day to all.
All right, well, thank you for that, for checking in with us and enjoy this sunny weather. All right, this is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar, and one last call. Is there anybody else who's ready to go? None. We have a total of 9 on the roster today with a runtime of 15 minutes. Thank you everybody for checking in this week, and as I say, we'll be back in 3 weeks, so June 1st will be the next session. If you're going to dating, have fun and have adventures, stay safe and stay healthy. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, closing this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet and returning this frequency to normal amateur use. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, closing station.
Thanks, Max. KBFWR.
Thank you, Jeff. KBFWR.
You guys have a wonderful week. Any of you clearing the remote?
Yeah, you too, my friend. I have fun down south there. KBFWR. 7-3.
Error 202.
Stand by for the J.
Okay, now we're going to be back to normal amateur use. Keep it up, Stavir.
Nope, thanks, Jeff. Sorry about that. We doubled. NAWJL from W8FU.
NAWJL. I was kind of wondering, I know it's late in Asia, but what frequency, what band, what frequency was that?
That was 80 meters. Started out on 7232 and then went to 80 meters.
And then 80 meters. You don't know the frequency of 80 meters?
standby, I'm asking. Go ahead and pick it up, Sean. I sent a text. I'll see if I can get the frequency unless you know it off the top of your head.
I don't. I was going to look to send Jay a care package of information about the Central Michigan webpage and then the one for the repeater he's actually coming in through, which actually shows the link stuff as well. And if I had that information, I could include that as well. Is there some place where Max has that information readily available?
No, because it changes. 3932 is where they were. Started out on 7232 and then went to 3932.
Okay, yeah. So there you go, Jay. Yeah, it's kind of a new thing the last couple of weeks for us. They've been running this for quite some time on the linked VHF repeater system, what they call the MI2 network. On the WHCMN, Central Michigan Emergency Network. And this one is linked in with those now, being an ARPSC machine and have heavy ties to AUCCOM Michigan as well. You know, we're just late to the party. So this is a regular thing on Sunday nights, in addition to all the usual AUCCOM/ARPSC and Skywarn type stuff that you'd normally hear here. And I can get you... I can get you a couple of links. I think I got your email. I think we've talked. Anyhow, Jay, go ahead, WAFU.
WAFU. Okay, I'm sorry. Yep, 3982 and 40 meters. What was it?
3932 and 40 meters. And
7232. Okay, thank you very much. I have to see if I can hear it on any of them. Appreciate it, gentlemen. This is November 8th. Let's see Julian Lima. How you going to get you?
I'll be back. I'm on a telephone call. Keep it up, Slivier.
All right, Jeff. Catch you. Jay, you still in here?
I am, good.
Yeah, I'm really surprised. You're hitting the Mount Clemens. Oh, you probably got the beam dialed right in on Mount Clemens, so you could hear it. If you were pointed more at the 2.6, you'd get into the Warn receiver a lot better.
Would that be 4.2.6 or on UHF?
Yes, this repeater has a receive site at the same location. So if you were to point at that repeater, you would get into the Warn receiver, which is sounds a little cleaner right now. But you may not be able to hear the repeater, I don't know. But if you could point at Warren, you'd probably sound better. But I don't know how well you'll hear the repeater. Roger?
You talking about the flying deer?
Yes. Yes. Anyhow. Well, whatever. You're in. So... we'll just leave it at that.
Make sure that's the one you're talking about. Yeah, I can hit that machine, and if I'm not mistaken, Bill's machine is hooked up there too. 442-500.
Yeah, but this really has nothing to do with that. I'm just saying there is a receiver for this repeater at that location. So if you point at that location, you will sound better into this system. So it doesn't,
nothing to do with Phil or UHF or the 2.6. It's just that location has a receiver that would favor you if you were able to hit it. So I'm guessing that you have your beam pointed a little further north and you're kind of squirting past it. That's all I was saying. If you were to point at Warren, you'd probably sound better. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I hear you. Okay. I've decided, you know, I'm just playing around. And I mean, I've just ran into you guys. And I know every now and then I'll get on this machine, you know, and just to, you know, talk to people. And I was really surprised to hear that you had a net going on. And I could tell that was HF. I was just kind of wondering what's going on. Okay, thank you for the info, and the other machine. This is NHWGL. I'm going to be clear.
Okay, take care, Jay. W8FU.
W8PIQ,
W8VIJ, W8VIJ from W8FU. W8VIJ from W8FU.
Good evening, 1800 hours, sunny, 68 degrees.
Hey, Wayne, is there anybody in the frequency? I'm ready. I can hardly sleep last night. I was excited and excited about the trip here this week, so it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be good, good relaxing time, and looking forward to celebrating Mother's Day with Leo and the kids.
I agree with you on that one. Hopefully you'll have a good weather week, and that'll be a good thing too. And like I say, get away from all the busyness around here. That's even better.
Yeah, for sure. For sure it'll be a good trip. It really will. Looking forward to it. So it'll be nice to get away and get up on the lake too, and hear the waves crashing on the shore. And I think we got a lakefront cabin this time too.
Yeah, you can't beat that one. Glad for you in that regard. Actually, remember those days going to the castaways and getting a cabin away from the lake, having to walk up to see it. But boy, that's some of the last time we went. We were really right on the beach there. That's definitely a special view there. It's a certain deep sunset too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely looking forward to the sunset. Too bad. I think we were staying Monday through Friday, and I think it was only like $200 or something like that. So it's not too bad at all.
No, you can't beat those prices. So that's for certain. In this day and age. So, like you say, you'll have a good family time. Young lady, her birthday is also coming up there next week, and like I say, it'll be a time of R&R there for you.
Oh yeah. And I'm going to bring my ham radio up there. I think I'm going to bring the DMR as well, and see if I can make some contacts while I'm up there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure you'll have some downtime there where you can try to see how your radio is going to work. You can get into the repeaters up there, or like say, get into DMR, try that out. Who knows? Possibly somebody in Canada or up in the UP, or no telling. But yeah, definitely worth a try.
Yeah, definitely. Their repeater system up there, Mackinac, Petoskey, Sheboygan, and Traverse City, they're all linked. So, and depending, I think their net Monday night, so if their net's going on, I might check into their net.
WPD, I was going to say, I take it that's linked to the Terryland Amateur Radio Club and the T-Bar Net, and of course, I think Monday night at 8 o'clock. That'd be a good time, let's say, to check in and try it out if you're able.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I like checking into their net. They've got a good net, and their ARPSC group is pretty active up there with it, as well, and which is pretty nice. Maybe I'll try to get some pointers off and see how they think they did here on this set. I know last set they scored pretty high, so maybe get some pointers off of them and bring it back down here and use it down here.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Like you say, compare notes in that, or you can get outside of the net. You can to see how it goes. I know it's been a while since I texted you and asked had other things going, and but we'll, you know, we'll see how it goes. Perhaps maybe if you like say check in. Just trying to check in on the double nickel on Monday night, but check out like say the Garg and the mess that up there by Echo.
Jeez, blame you. Yeah, it's been a long time for me too. It's been busy, and usually I checking outside of our net, you know, the Wayne County net. I'll check into. That's about it, really. I haven't done too much checking in. I know they're looking at restarting the net there on the Troy. Troy GMRS machine, so if I hear anything, I'll let you know.
Yeah, definitely. They had a good net. I know I checked into a couple of their nets before, and then, you know, they were discontinued. I know you said that they were trying to reestablish it or trying to get it going again. I think at this point, it has been a while. I think they've not had a chance to get it going again. So, yeah, I see it as
here, you know, yeah, Mike, their group leader, asked around to see if there was any interest in restarting it, and so we'll see what happens. Maybe they've been volunteered to do once in a while for net control if they need it. I told them I can't do it a whole lot because of, you know, work, and then, you know, ARPSC stuff, but, you know, once in a while, I figured it wouldn't hurt, you know, volunteering, so, and this was, it's a good opportunity to you know, reach out in the GMRS world, and maybe get some GMRS's head on the hand side.
I agree on that one. Yeah, that's just, if I remember correct, that kind of is a prepper net, if I'm not mistaken. And you know, like you say, you know, needs any interest, you know, as far as the Polk County Air PSC or you know, CAM radio in general. Again, that's a good opportunity for you.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. So I'll see what we can do on that end, and see, you know, get some advertise for us over here. Their receivers off in Rochester or Troy, one of the fire departments there. And so it's not too far away, and it's right there on the border. And get some more people for our group.
Absolutely there, yes. I totally agree. And, you know, like you say, you've been, you know, really busy with a lot of things going on, you know, and just trying to balance family and work, and just some downtime for yourself there. So, you know, again, I think it's wise not spreading yourself thin, and being able to enjoy it when you can, and those opportunities come, and, you know, gotta prioritize things.
Yeah, definitely, the priorities back there, and you know, maintain family time and stuff like that. And, but yeah, a little bit of time on the GMRS side, but I don't want to lose that aspect of it. I think it's a good mode of communication. And the nice thing about that, repeater's close enough to where if, for whatever reason, we've got to use it, I'm sure we can both use it for communications on this end.
Yes, I agree. I agree. And again, it's available, and it's not ham radio, but it's another mode of communication. And absolutely, things go down. Those opportunities are there, and I'm going to take them.
To our group too, and the fact that we can talk about hey, this is what we do on the hand side, and looking for more the people to sign up and to get on board there. So it's good. It's good PR for us as well.
Yeah, you definitely have to. Not only in that as the tedious part coordinating of it, but there's I think the word salesman or politician or politics type of thing, but yeah, there is, there's that get the word out and meet and greet people and those types of things. So that's an important element.
It's a great hobby. It's a fun hobby. It's a solid hobby to get into, and if I'm having fun and enjoying the hobby, I want to share it with others and get others involved and get them into the hobby as well. So.
Yes, I agree there. I agree. And trying to look up some more stuff on ham radio and activities, whether it's Winter Field Day, I'm looking at some of the Field Day operations, or quota, or working, in the field, that kind of thing. So I think it's, I think that's important.
It is, and it's like anything else, you got to be a student of the hobby, learn as much as you can. And it's like, it's like I tell Micah and anybody that, I work with, that be a student of your job, be a student of, the hobby, be a student of what you're going to learn. Because the more you know in life, the better off you'll be. And, even if it's just self-satisfaction, the fact that, hey, man, I know this. And I've mastered it, and they're moving on to something else, and it's pretty cool. So just be a student of the hobby and of the career, and go from there.
And it's WCB, yeah. Like we said, there's always something more to learn, more experimenting, more learning. Learning about technology, more use of the technology. We talk about WinLink and other modes of communication, antennas, and those types of things. So again, it's something that's stretching out. And again, like you say, the speed of the hobby, learning and growing it. And you put in what you're able, or what you want to get out of it, and then that's all.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and take the vacation off. I think we're having pizza tonight, so celebrate Mother's Day. But enjoy the conversation, North, and hopefully we'll get to hear you sometime this week. I think you said I'm going to bring my radio, so I'll have it on, and we'll test out the DMR side of things and go from there. But I appreciate you coming along, and hopefully you guys enjoy your evening, and get outside and enjoy this nice weather. 65 degrees up here, so not too bad, not too shabby.
Oh, I agree. It's beautiful weather out there. I mean, it's been a beautiful weekend. Absolutely, by all means. But, happy vacation. If you guys need anything, let us know. We'll be monitoring off and on through the DMR or this one for Echo Lane. But anyway, wish Leo a happy Mother's Day. And we'll let you head on in and enjoy some dinner. Time off there by all means. Good conversation. Thanks for the ride along there. 73 is the name of you and the family, and talk to you down the page. NACUCB will be clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. You guys enjoy your evening. Tell Mom Happy Mother's Day, and that we said hi. 73 is an 88 to you, Mom. KYNU, Claire.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 68 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 65 degrees.
Charlie 8 Delta Zulu. Mobile. Anybody out there tonight in Lapeer? Charlie 8 Delta Zulu, mobile and monitoring.
Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 62 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 55 degrees.